can we get those goddamn modules online? No, no, no. We don't have any room for fuck-ups. This has to be up and running by tonight. And for the last time, the non-lethal dose is... Wait, what is it?
Oh, they got him.
If you would all excuse me.
Well, well, well. We meet again, sweetheart. I hope my mercenaries weren't too rough with you. Because if those bastards left a single scratch on you, I swear I will... No? They used the chloroform I suggested. Good, good. Good, good, good. Because recently, a lot of people keep fucking up a ton of shit. You know, people who can't tell the difference between a live, high-voltage cable and an HDMI cable. Which is fitting, because those damn simpletons can't even install a fucking Wi-Fi router, much less than rewiring the compressing chamber to the... No. No, no, no. That is not for you to worry about, is it, my darling? What you should be more worried about is what I am going to do to you. Ah, would you just look at you? Your arms tied to the bed, with your legs spread apart, leaving you completely helpless against my teasing hands. Oh, they even wrapped you up with a nice pretty bow. We gotta remember them for our anniversary. Oh, come on, sweetie, don't give me that look. Look, I know you don't like it when I take you away from work, which I also appreciate, you know, that you support us both with your job, but I really need you by my side. My plan is almost ready, and I need you by my side so nobody can use you against me, and I can keep you safe with me. Besides, once my plan is done, you won't ever have to work another day in your life. So could you please relax a little for me? Thank you, sweetie. Those lovely eyes of yours remind me of the first time we met. We were at a bank, and I was running late, and you, being the gentleman that you are, let me go ahead. You should have seen your face when I put on that ski mask and pulled out a gun. When me and my associates were done, we... Yes, you remember, we demanded a hostage. I didn't even have you in mind. Instead, you... You brave man. You selflessly volunteered. And it was then when I got a good look into your eyes. You know, they say that eyes are the windows into people's souls, and when I first looked into yours, I saw fear, which is understandable. But as I kept staring deeper, I realized that your soul is the kindest, sweetest one that I ever saw. Too good for this world. And I decided I was going to steal that away. Steal that kindness for myself and make you mine. My sweet... Beloved little husband. Sure, we had to knock you out and then later leave you at a motel room, but I'm sure you remember how I slipped my phone number under your pants. And sure, I got away with stealing about $150,000, but you somehow managed to steal my heart. But I think I got you back by stealing your virginity. Speaking of which, I think it's time for us to have a little fun. What, you seriously thought that I was going to tie you up like this and not get a little bit dirty? I know how much of a little slut you are when you get tied up. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Let's start by getting these pants off, huh? Just give this a little Tug, aunt. Stiff as a board. Good boy. I'm gonna pet it for a bit, okay? Just gently rub it for now. Even though you've got your underwear on, I can feel it twitch against my hand. Twitch against my touch. As though it's begging for more. Well, let's give it what it wants, shall we? You like that, don't you? Don't worry. I'll stop teasing after I get a few more licks in. Okay, I guess it's my turn. Let me just get these pants off. Ah. That's so much better. Wearing those tight leather pants all day can get really unbearable. It feels much better in my panties. And now, with just a slight... Oh, son of a...
What? What? What is it? It's Cassandra. What could you possibly want right now? This better be important. Is it plugged in? Well, why don't you check that next time before you come in here and interrupt me? Go, no, go back to work. Right now. Yeah, I'm in my panties. What is it to you? Go back to work.
Jesus. I am so, so sorry about that, my darling. But... as for these panties, I think it's time for them to come off, don't you? Okay, are you ready for me? Oh my god. Oh, that's so good. Even after all the times we've had sex, you still gasp like an innocent virgin. I love it. Shh, shh, shh. I know. I forget how sensitive this part gets. But don't worry. I'll go slow. First up and down. Up and down. See? Nice and gentle. Up and down. Up and down. And down. Don't worry. You feel so good, sweetie. Baby. I hope maybe we can go a little bit faster now. Good boy. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, and by the way, don't worry about coming too early because we're gonna be doing this a lot more after tonight. Why? Well, I guess I can't keep my plans secret anymore, huh? I've been developing a special drug for many months now, and I I recently had a breakthrough. When inhaled, it acts as a powerful aphrodisiac, but the best part, the very best part, is it also prevents the subject from climaxing. But in simple terms, it makes people horny while also also not allowing them to come. Although it would be fun to use in a position like this. But the drug's effects remain dormant for some time. But then, I got a better plan. Because, darling, my darling, at exactly midnight tonight, I will release my special chemicals into the lower atmosphere, which will be collected and combined with the upcoming storm clouds and mix with the rainwater. In a matter of weeks, people will be infected, men's balls will ache, women's panties will be soaked. It'll be an epidemic. Fuck. People everywhere will be desperate to have orgasms. Maybe even desperate enough to buy my antidote. Within weeks, we'll be filthy rich beyond our wildest dreams. And think about the power I would have. With all of the power and riches I can. And I will have the whole world under my thumb. And I will be queen. And of course, you will be by my side as my sweet little prince. Sorry, I went on another ramble again. You must be so close to coming. How about we do it together, huh? Yeah. Ready? Okay, I want you to come, okay? Ready? Three, two, one.